Hi, I'm Hugh Sisson.
And I'm Al Spohler. Welcome to Seller Notes. Hugh, I think my Spanish enthusiasm has certainly rubbed off on you because you don't hesitate anymore to go out there and get some. And you've been prowling around. And also, you came across something that kind of fit in.
It wasn't
half a world apart.
Right. I have been very thoroughly enjoying exploring some of the Spanish wines. I like the fact that they represent, I think, really good value.
Very good.
And there's so many Appellaciones, it's not the correct word, but you know what I'm saying.
DOCs
that I'm not familiar with. So it's fun to go exploring. I came across a producer called Juan Gil, that's G-I-L, with a couple of pretty nice wines that I thought were actually really good value from what they're all about.
And what appellation is this?
This is from the Jumilla.
Okay.
This is J-U-M-I-L-L-A. And it's sort of southeast.
That's right. And we're seeing more and more Jumillas in the market.
Absolutely. So yeah. These guys seem to be one of the more respected names. So,
yeah.
Starting off with a dry white wine, it's a Muscatel, which is it's a Muscat. This sells for about $11. I really liked this. It had the wonderful sort of melon peach and slightly spicy flavors with just like a hint of orange peel.
Mm-hmm.
Just a really slightly off dry. They're calling it dry, but it's slightly off dry. It just was a perfect sort of an aperitif wine. I really enjoyed it. Now, the reds are really probably more what this region is all about. One of the big grapes is what they call Monastrell. We would call it Mouvedre. And probably their best-known wine is called the Juan Gil Silver Label, which is 100% Monastrell Mouvedre from the 2012 vintage. This has a wonderful, soft, very full-flavored red berry flavor with a nice spicy nuance, shocked and amazed, and pretty good length. And it's all wrapped up in a package of about $18 a bottle.
Wow.
So I really liked it. I thought it was quite good.
How does it compare to Bandol, which is another...
The Bandols, are going to be a little more muscular.
Mm-hmm.
These wines were definitely softer and rounder than a Bandol.
Very interesting.
It's a little more approachable. Now, if you wanted to dial it up a notch, from the 2013 vintage, they have their Juan Gil 18. And this is barrel-aged for 18 months. And this is a blend. So it's 60% Monastrell, 30% Cab, and 10% Syrah. So you're going to get a wine which is a little more muscular here. This had really good complexity, a fruitiness, but there's also, because of the wood aging, a little more structure that's involved. This is a Saturday night dinner wine, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
It's about $35 to $37. Big, powerful, layered, complex, and smooth. It's a really nice bottle of wine. Now, to go halfway a world away, I came across a Zinfandel I hadn't had before. It's from the Klinker Brick Winery. It's the 2012 Old Vine Zin. It's a blend of actually 16 different vineyard blocks of Old Vine Zins with
nice.
An average age of about 85 years. Briar, spice, red berry, pepper. Textbook.
Yeah, yeah.
Full-bodied, layered, silky tannins, and all this is wrapped up in a big old price point of probably about $18 a bottle.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. I thought it was really good.
What a deal.
Yeah.
What a deal. Old Vine Zin really, really deserves to be considered almost a separate category.
I think you're right. Right.
You
That's
know,
a good point.
It is different than the younger stuff, and it usually has so much distinction. It's a lot of fun to drink. Good work, Hugh.
Thank you, Alan.
I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson. You've been listening to Seller Notes on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.